A massive manhunt is underway in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains. Hundreds of police are searching for a man alleged to have killed one state trooper and wounded another in an ambush earlier this month. They say he's a survivalist and believe he's hiding near his home in the mountains. Reporter Emma Jacobs traveled to the Poconos and filed this report.
Police have blockaded the road leading up a steep hill into a wooded neighborhood. In about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 law enforcement vehicles go in and out, state police, the fire department. A few civilians pull up and are turned away. Police identified a man who lived here with his parents, 31-year-old Eric Freen, as their main suspect late last week. They discovered his car submerged in a pond near the crime scene, with shell casings inside from a gun like the one used in the shooting. Since Thursday, temporary shelter-in-place orders and unpredictable roadblocks have turned his neighbors' lives upside down.
I've been basically held hostage all weekend, not being able to go freely in and out of my community, or even in and out of my house.
Josephine Miro was waiting for her meal at the Mountain Home Diner yesterday, the first time she'd ventured out since she was let back into her home last week. On the way out, she'd seen police preparing another assault into the thick woods.
Police cars in driveways and also lining the road itself, and they are basically, the ones that are on the road are in position with their weapons facing in the direction of the woods. And that's a little scary.
Helicopters can be heard faintly overhead throughout the day. Mero, a native New Yorker, moved full-time to her vacation home here after 9/11.
Of course, this is an unusual circumstance. It hasn't been like this. And it's been quite comforting. But it's a wake-up call that it doesn't matter where you are. Life is going to happen.
The state police aren't talking as much to media now. Early in the manhunt, they were addressing the subject personally at press conferences. State Police Lieutenant George Bivens said, quote, "We are coming for you. It's only a matter of time." But after more than 10 days combing the woods, he sounded more subdued.
I do believe that we are close to him at this point.
People in town say that in just a few weeks, the leaves will fall from the trees, so that might make it easier for searchers. The state police say that their suspect had the chance to shoot at civilians at the time of the ambush, but seemed to be focused on targeting police officers. Mike Roth, who spent the afternoon across the street from the police staging grounds doing his work for the water company, is also keeping the door locked at home, even though he lives 20 minutes from the search zone.
I live near a police station, so I don't feel quite as you might think you might be safer near a police station, but right now in this circumstance, it's a possibility to be more unsafe.
As the manhunt has dragged on, Roth and others here have begun to wonder if the person police are searching for is really in the woods.
Being where we are, we don't know what's going on. So, you know, the kids are out of school. And do we send our kids to school? A little bit more knowledge about what makes them think that he's there would be nice to know.
Over the weekend, church services and social events were canceled. But as the search has stretched on, schools reopened yesterday. Attendance was optional. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.